Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
And welcome back to another episode of Keldabe Talk Radio. I am Biohazard, your host. And with me today, as he will be from now on, is Mr. Crow.
Hello. New co-host. I'm excited.
Yeah, he's kind of quiet, so I'm going to have to try to like poke him in the ribs every now and then to get talking. But we have a very special episode for you guys today. We have with us our own Phelan Scarrata, who is our personnel officer.
That's me. How you doing?
We also have Thaxos, who is another regular on our show.
How's it going, guys?
And we have a few special guests with us today. We have Zev. You might know him on the forums as DSB, the helmet maker.
The retired helmet maker, yeah.
Well, retired helmet. Well, you still make great stuff. I mean, what can I say?
Thanks, man.
And we also have Mr. Steven Stanton.
Hi, everyone.
And you might know him. You do the voice of Tarkin, right?
Captain Wilhuff Tarkin, and currently the voice of Moralo Evol on the newest Tarkin Wars.
Exciting so stuff. And we also have with us Mr. Peter Mayhew. That's how you may be used to hearing him if you're a big Star Wars fan like the rest of us. And Angelique is, I believe, wife, right?
Angie, yeah.
Angie.
Yep, that's me. Hi, guys.
And so we're having this whole big episode here. We're getting all together. We're going to talk about some stuff. But if you haven't heard about it, Princess Leia, I doubt that you've not heard about it. I mean, it's one of the big stories of this last year. I mean, it's big news.
Yeah. He keeps pointing at me and waving.
Talk, Crow, talk.
Yeah, it's been from my point of view, it's been really one of the biggest community coming get-together things around one great cause of helping, you know, little Leia with her continuing difficulties.
Yeah, we had you on the show a few months before she was born, I think, right, Zev?
Yes, you did.
And I remember that because we were asking, and you said that you had a new baby on the way, and you were so excited.
Yeah. You were.
And it's been a tumultuous time since then. I think I can say that pretty safely.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a little rough, but thanks to everyone on here and all the fans out there that came to our aid, it made it a little bit better for us. Or should I say a lot better for us. Unfortunately, we had some issues with the health insurance, and because she was not diagnosed, to this day, it's still not official what she has. We were not able to get the things that we needed for her and the help that we needed for her. So if it wasn't for you guys, and I don't mean to make this a sob story, but we'd literally be out on the street, and Leia wouldn't have had some of the machines that she now has in her her room as well.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like what exactly are her symptoms? I know it's like respiratory, right?
She's got a lot of issues. Not too long ago, her cataracts were removed. So right now she really can't see without the aid of glasses. And these glasses allow her to see anywhere between 3 to 5 feet in front of her. But we're actually to go next week to check her eyes out because we're not quite sure whether she's able to see at this moment at all. Some of the other things that are wrong with her, she has these shakes and extreme movements that happen every once in a while. And recently she had two seizures. One of them was really pretty bad, and pretty bad to see as a parent as well. And we rushed her over to the ER. We've done it several times, you know, but now that I got my doctorate, you know, it gets to the point where you're just like, we can handle this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, no,
it's definitely probably the most horrible situation I can imagine as a parent to have to, you know, I mean, you bring, you know, a wonderful new child into the world, and then, you know, it just, it's not that, I don't want to say fairy tale, but it's not even close to, you know, normal. I mean, it's really hard to have to deal with that.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there are a few people that, you know, they just go, oh, she's just sick or whatever, and you know, it's kind of beyond that. Every day is a struggle for her. You know, she really is a fighter, and you know, she tries her best to stay with us here, and every day is a miracle.
Well, we appreciate everything that you guys are doing to be there for her, and we're really happy that we've been able to come together and provide some support for you guys to allow you to the opportunity to be a family together and you know, and not have to worry about too much of the other things. We just, you know, we really want that for you.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, thank you.
We just, and, you know, we need, you know, the larger the group, the bigger, the less it costs people. You know, financially, it's, you know, the more people there are, the less, as I say, the less, or the more you can do without it costing you hardly anything at all. You can look after her.
Yeah, and that's primarily what I'm doing nowadays. I stay at home with her. I, you know, help supervise the nurse. We have 24-hour care right now that we had to fight for. Because she's on a ventilator right now. She can't, she's trying to breathe on her own, but it's still kind of rough on her since her last two seizures happened. So she's, you know, like I said, every day is a struggle for her, and not having to worry, you know, we always worry, of course, but not having to deal with certain aspects. And thanks to everyone on here, of course, for their love and support of Princess Leia, as she's called. People think I'm exaggerating when I say that if it wasn't for all the help that we've gotten, we'd be out on the street. But it's the absolute truth. We were down to $12 in our bank account when PJ got a hold of me, Uncle PJ. And, you know, he called me up and he said to me, "Hey, Zeb, what's going on?" And I just kind of explained to him what was going on. And he told me to put my ego aside.
That's it.
And listen to him. I did. And little did I know that this would become as big as it has been.
How old is she now?
She is 11 months old as of the 17th, and, you know, I'm happy to say that because the doctors had only given us a few weeks.
She's the fighter.
Oh, yeah.
So, PJ, you got involved with this, and you really took it to the extreme. And I mean that in the best way. I mean, I don't think there's been anybody that has been, you know, more of a champion of this cause than you have.
Well, you know, I had been, you know, like the rest of us, been friends with Zeb through the forums for a couple years, and we'd met at a couple of events and exchanged phone numbers, and I noticed
he was cute.
I noticed that he'd kind of disappeared from the forums, and I hadn't heard from him on the phone for a while. So I gave him a call to see what was going on. I had remembered he'd said something about Leia being sick, and he let me in on what all was happening at the time. And I was also, at that moment, I was gearing up to do a small raffle for the club's charity, the Little Warrior Fund, which was the Verdica Fund at the time, and for our clan as a fundraiser. And I decided, well, you know, maybe I can get a couple $100 for my buddy and I'll change the raffle to help him. And the next thing I knew, I had people coming out of the woodwork offering prizes for the raffle. And I don't remember offhand. I know it was over 40 prizes, near 50 prizes, and we had over 10,000 people enter the raffle at $1 a piece. And so we ended up, over the course of 30 days, earning a pretty good chunk for them. And along that way, that's when, you know, we got introduced to the great folks, to Pete and Angie and their manager Jerry, and to Steven and his managers Dutch and Kathy, and it just went global from there. We had so many people get involved, and news media started getting involved, and the next thing you know, it had turned into something really huge.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, that brings up, you know, eventually we had, you know, the celebrities get involved. I mean, and, you know, it's not just a fan, you know, movement there anymore. It's you know, a people
it's,
thing, you know,
yeah,
it's like
a full-blown movement.
Yeah. So, you know, Mr. Mayhew, Mr. Stanton, you know, what got you inspired to help out with this?
Well, I think it was the total involvement of the 501st and meeting all the different squadrons and units and things like this. Seeing how much charity their work there is, and we just got involved in this because of, you know, babies and kids are the future, and we want to look after the future for, you know, for everybody. So that was how we got involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And also being involved in the Katie Johnson story.
Mm-hmm.
This was just a natural progression of that, and we just, you know, we just went, yes, we'll see what we can do with this, and, you know, if you need any help, let us know, and we'll try and do what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we got involved. So, you know.
And you know, it just kept growing. PJ, what else have you guys done after the raffle? I know it's been an ongoing effort, so it's probably a lot. But if you could just describe that a little bit.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, thankfully we got the involvement of Steven and Peter and a bunch of other great folks. People who don't even know or care about Star Wars have become involved in all this now.
Yeah.
And we've done patch sales fundraisers, wristband sales fundraisers. We've had multiple different raffles for different items. We did a great auction. Steven and his managing team, Dutch and Kathy, and the great Thysaline squad of the 501st in Australia, donated a couple of helmets from Nick Bishop made them, and they carried those things from event to event, and Clone Wars voice recordings to voice recordings, and got tons of autographs all the way up to George Lucas himself, and we auctioned those off just for Christmas. And our groups, our individual clans within the Mercs, and different squads and bases within the Rebel Legion and the 501st are still doing event fundraisers at conventions, you know, accepting donations for the family to this day. And Zeb and I have been at the point where we kind of are both floored. I know he's floored. He knows I'm floored, and we're just can't believe all the support that have come forward.
About a ballpark figure, about how much has been raised towards this to date?
We'll let Dad answer that one. I think he's got a better grasp on that than I do.
I think we were trying to total it up somehow. It's kind of hard to keep track of, actually. and I think we're up a little past $65,000.
Wow.
That's
yeah. And our,
that's amazing.
Our hospital bill is, I think we haven't hit $3 million yet.
Wow.
Whoa, that puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, we still have a lot of work to do.
Just a little bit.
Well, hey, that's why we're here, and yeah. That's why we're doing this podcast, is to get the message out there.
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah. This is, you know, an amazing community effort already, but it still needs to go, you know, so far. I mean,
We've got Australia. We've only got one continent really covered. You know, there's six others.
Yeah.
Loaded with people.
Well, not so many, though. But.
Well, not Antarctica.
Yeah, but, that's a few people.
Okay, five.
Getting back to, those that have helped us out, really, I think it the Star Wars fans were the ones that ignited the whole thing, for sure. PJ gave birth to it, and so did my friend Jason Watson, who goes by Sky Gumbro. He's also a helmet maker and prop maker. And they kind of took it, and once Steven got involved and his amazing management staff, and also Peter, things took off. It legitimized, you know, the auctions and whatnot. And had it not been for them, really, I wonder how far it would have gone.
So when you got involved, Steven, where were they at with the whole with the auctions and moving towards this goal of helping out the family?
Well, it was pretty early on. I mean, I've been working with my managers, Dutch and Kathy, and also a couple of actor friends of mine, Rick Fitz from Star Trek and Michael Gregory from RoboCop. And we had been helping out another young boy on the internet. His name was Eli, and he was going through a bone marrow transplant or cell transfer. And, you know, so we got a lot of attention on the page for helping him out. And this was all through Facebook, mind you. Mm-hmm. And one of the people on my Facebook page, William Travis Tatch, if I'm pronouncing his name right, was also, I guess, a friend of Zev's, or on his page, and said, "Hey, you guys are helping little Eli out. Maybe you can check out little Leia. She's over at, can you please go and friend Delta Squad Boss?" So I wasn't really sure who that was at the time.
What?
Went over there and joined up, and then got introduced to the Leia's Angels page, and things kind of just escalated from there. You know, my managers, Dutch and Kathy, you know, had talked to me about going to a fan day to raise money for Leia. We thought, well, yeah, let's go to a convention and do that. And as PJ mentioned, that's when Nick Bishop in Australia, just out of the blue, just volunteered to make the helmet. Originally, he volunteered to make the helmet so that we could collect money in them or something. And we thought, well, yeah, you know, he's doing such a great job. He's putting all this work into it. It's the same to just kind of use them as, like, you know, coin collection buckets or you know, maybe because they had an auction at Fan Days. And then Dutch came up with the idea. It's like, well, why don't we get some signatures on these and do a separate auction? And that's where that all began. And I have to give Nick Bishop a lot of credit because, you know, I went around with him for a few tables and I had to get back to my own. Peter, of course, was generous enough to sign it, as well as most of the cast of Clone Wars that was there. And then once the helmets were shipped back to me, I was hauling them back and forth to the Clone Wars sessions, getting in addition to my cast members signatures, Dave Filoni, the director, Kerry Silver, the producer, and then, of course, to top off, you know, the icing on the cake there was we sent it up to Lucasfilm to have George Lucas sign it as well.
I remember when that happened. That hit Facebook, and I was amazed. Because, I mean, you don't really hear much about George getting involved with the fan groups too much. I mean, obviously this isn't just a fan group thing. It's a charity cause. But,
yeah.
You know, I was still very surprised to see that, and very heartwarming, too. I mean, it was just like, you know, wow. I mean,
all this,
what better thing could have happened to help out, you know, Princess Leia than having George Lucas sign these helmets for her?
And
all the stuff that crosses his desk, you wouldn't figure he'd do that.
Yeah, I mean.
You know. Well, the credit for getting George's signature on there doesn't go to me. It goes to Zev and Franny, because they had the in that allowed the helmets to be sent up there. Isn't that right, Zev?
Yes, sir.
Have them in our possession at the time, so we packed them up and shipped them out. But you guys took care of all that.
Yeah, a little, but thanks to you guys. I mean,
that was really, you guys had the in for getting in touch with George and making sure that's happened. So, and we're glad that
you guys got it to him.
But yeah, so, and then, you know, we also, you know, we got so taken by the cause, you know, and helping you guys out. We went to Long Beach and helped to collect money there, and Kamikaze in Los Angeles, and some of the other eBay auctions that we put up, but I know that are ongoing now. So yeah, it's just kind of been a labor of love, and you know, we really hope that, you know, everything turns out okay for everybody in the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what are the goals right now for, you know, the Princess Leia Fund? Where are you guys trying to reach for a milestone? Are you trying to reach certain venues to get the message out there? Like what's the plan, and where do you hope to be, you know, in what amount of time?
Get outside the Star Wars community.
Yeah, I guess for us, it's to get the message outside the Star Wars community. As a matter of fact, there's the Sci-Fi Expo that's going on in Dallas. The Star Trek club out there is actually going to be involved in raising money for Leia and her family out there. Star Trek, absolutely. And it's all because, you know, Rick Fitz, who was on Star Trek, was with me at, we shared a table at Fan Day. So a lot of people got to meet him out there. Star Trek people asked if there was something that they could do. And they're going to be doing something where they're handing out something like hidden phase, you know, concealed phaser licenses in exchange. Very fun idea. They had a lot of fun with us out at Fan Days. They inducted Rick into their organization, and
Kelly and Kevin Ward are going to send the Princess Leia cards to them to pass out.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because we had the cards made up for the event, the postcards, and Kelly and Kevin Ward are going to be involved in that, and they're going to make sure the Star Trek people also get the cards to hand out at the Sci-Fi Expo as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the idea is to get it above and beyond the Star Wars community out there, where other people can hear about it that might be able to contribute in some way, whether it's financially or just through getting the word out to people in the medical community that might be able to help Zev and Franny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think I saw recently that you're going to be going to a different, like a, I think UCLA or something, a different set of doctors to get a second opinion.
Yeah, I mean, we went to Children's Hospital over here in Los Angeles, but unfortunately, it didn't go too well. They kind of, you know, sided on the side of the UCLA doctors, and they think it might be mitochondrial.
They got a second opinion from doctors.
Yes, sir. So for us, you know, it's just business as usual when it comes to Leia, but they believe it might be mitochondrial, and unfortunately, mitochondrial disease does not have a cure, nor does it have a treatment.
Mitochondrial.
Yes, sir. So we're trying to deal with that right now, and you know, they've done over 25 to 35 tests on her. Most of them resulted as being negative, and but unfortunately, with this last MRI that they did on her brain, and because of the seizures that took place, they found some shrinkage in her brain and some more fluid around it. So, you know, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, we're going to make sure that we get the message out there as best we can. We're probably going to be putting some links up on the website. Anything, you know, PJ, if you want to work with us on that, you're more than welcome to get whatever you need and we'll help you out.
Alrighty.
But you know, this whole thing has me really wondering, you know, oftentimes, you know, you turn on the TV or, you know, you go around and it seems like everybody has, at least in some way, a bleak outlook on things.
Oh yeah.
And this is just very, very heartwarming to see, you know, I mean, okay, we're Star Wars fans. But, you know, you're saying, you know, the Star Trek guys are getting into it now, too. And I doubt there's not a person, you know, around that would not want to help out in some way if they could. I mean, after meeting you guys, after knowing the story, I mean, it's so heartwarming to see all these fans getting together to help out this family that, you know, was dealt this, you know, awful card.
Yeah, and just seeing, like, well, that gap, the Star Wars Star Trek gap being bridged over this one thing, just seeing that is just amazing.
Yeah. Traditionally the two groups don't mesh very well.
Bridging the gap over to Star Wars.
So, Thaxos, you've been involved a little bit, too, with this whole thing, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I made some donations right at the beginning, and I know I don't want to disclose numbers or anything like that. I mean, that doesn't really matter. It's the thought behind it, regardless of how much or how little someone donates. But, yeah, I mean, I'm good friends with Zev, and we tend to talk a fair bit, so...
Excuse me? I'm sorry. No. What was your name again?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's... Unfortunately, being up here in Canada, I'm not able to go out to a lot of the large events to kind of help promote, but, you know, Zev and I talk a fair bit, and I feel I'm able to support him more on a personal level, kind of for him to vent and whatnot. But definitely with the foundation that Zev's looking to set up, I'll be working towards promoting that more so in the Canadian region.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Definitely. Yeah, and it's, I almost wonder if Star Wars fans are, at least our costuming groups are predisposed to this at this point, you know, to helping out families in need. Because, you know, it all started back with the 501st, you know, with Katie.
Right.
Yeah. And then since then, I mean, the 501st Rebel Legion have been all about charity. Then the Mercs popped up. We've been all about charity.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's just, it's like a giant snowball of...
Of giving.
Yeah.
To this day, it just amazes me. I mean, it's almost surrealistic for us, you know, when we see an article on her or a TV and whatever. And I have to say that I just want to give a Skype hug to Steven, Peter, and Angie, and Dutch and Kathy as well, who have helped my sanity out while we deal with everything. And they have been just extremely, you know, not only generous, but just amazing to me. And, of course, you know, my family. But, you know, Dutch also has been amazing to me as well, giving me advice on stuff. And, you know, and Kathy, who's hears me bitch all the time. But the thing is, you know, really, just to this day, I don't really think that there has been, I don't think there's been anything really that has been this huge. I mean, as far as grassroots is concerned,
mm-hmm.
And I thank, you know, these people for having amazing hearts and, you know, for not giving up on us and continuing to be by our side as we, you know, fight the fight with Leia.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do whatever we can, Zev. We love you guys.
Yeah,
you
know? We're going to have to...
Ah, shucks. I love that. She's so cool.
You know, Ian, I think you absolutely hit it on the head in terms of the environment that the costuming groups tend to have.
Yes.
You know, it's phenomenal just to see how much charity work that all the costuming groups do. And, yeah. I mean, for me personally, I probably wouldn't have even gotten involved in the costuming stuff. I know that in, you know, general society, some people don't necessarily look on it in the right kind of light. And for me, just the aspect of being able to take what I love to doing and apply it to something that helps out others in mm-hmm. such a large capacity definitely made the choice a lot easier for me to get involved.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I mean, you know, some people, you know, they do it as a side effect of, you know, doing costuming. And,
yeah.
But, you know, some people, they get into it just for that fact.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I definitely think that the being giving like that. I mean, you know, oftentimes, you know, you'll see charity has almost become, in a way, I don't want to say a dirty word, but it's almost always, you know, associated with, you know, some kind of, you know, religious agenda or some kind of political agenda to try to, you know, promote that. But, you know, all we're promoting here is just, you know, Star Wars, you know, for us personally.
Right.
But then it's almost pure charity.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's non-denominational. It's apolitical.
Right.
And we're just out there helping people, and that's yeah. really astonishing. I mean, I don't want to say I shouldn't have expected it, but it's really nice to see.
Well, you look out there and you see all, like, you know, well, the reasons for charity is because, you know, this horrible stuff happens, and a lot of people just kind of say, yeah, just kind of ignore it, kind of push it off to the side, but then there's other greater people that are just like, you know, this needs to not happen. We gotta do something. We gotta help with this. Mm-hmm. And just seeing that's just great.
Yeah, it's a bad hand. It's not fair. Yeah. And And as a community, if we can come together and ease the pain of a family like that, I think that's worth every dollar that I've put into my costume, every hour, every minute that I've put into, you know, the club going out there and doing events and doing charity work. I mean, this one case alone would make, you know, 5 years worth of work on that worth it.
Absolutely.
And I know that from the actor's point of view, when we see you guys at a show, it doesn't matter where we are, we know that there are people going to look after us. And it's amazing to talk to some of the members of the general public about the costumes. And you're surprised to get the reactions from all the run-of-the-mill Star Wars fans that don't costume, and their reaction is very, very good. You know, mm-hmm. We know it, and the dedication of some of you guys with your costumes and all the adapted things that go on to those costumes were never ever thought of in the original movies. So, you know, so you're improving it as well as making money for donations for charities to help people like this. And I think it's wonderful.
I agree with him. I mean, I think, you know, PJ and I, we've been trying to organize a nonprofit organization that is hopefully going to be helping other children just like Leia, because there are so many kids that are being left out in the cold because of the fact that they're not officially diagnosed with anything.
Yeah.
And we've been hearing from parents from all over the world, not just, you know, here in the United States where we're having issues with our healthcare system, but, you know, everywhere. And, you know, Franny and I have been getting, I mean, we get probably about 100 emails a week to somewhere around there, you know, and usually it's from other parents that are experiencing difficulties trying to get the appropriate care for their children. And what everyone's doing right now, it's helping us out as we try to form, it's a little tough here in California to form a nonprofit, but mm-hmm. as we try to put together the Princess Leia Foundation, you know, PJ and I have high hopes for this. We're talking to other people as well that are helping us out, other actors as well. You know, we have two lawyers, I think, on our side as well. And, you know, no matter what happens on our side of things, this has, how should I put it? It has illuminated a path for me that I was a, you know, part of before as far as charity is concerned, and you guys in the Mercs know how, you know, I was involved with that as well. But you don't understand how, let's see, I'm starting to sound political, how messed up our healthcare system is.
We know that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So for us, it's, you know, I mean, we have doctors that are, you know, how should I put it, enhancing whatever they need to enhance or just to get us the care that Leia needs.
Yeah.
You know, today I was on the phone arguing with the insurance carrier because, you know, right now Leia needs a ventilator to breathe 24 hours, you know, a day. And we had some electrical issues here in the house. The entire room blew a fuse, and we had no electricity, only in her room, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. And of course, the first time it happened, we, you know, panicked, and we rushed to get these batteries that they gave us with this these machines. But you know, we shouldn't have to deal with this type of situation. And today they told us that hello, did I lose you guys, or are you guys there?
No, we're still there.
Oh, okay. I thought I was putting you guys to sleep. So today,
today we're listening diligently.
Yeah. Today they told us that they were having some issues trying to get up the back ventilator for Leia, which is really absurd because this is a child that if this thing doesn't work for whatever the reason, she won't be around. Mm. You know, it's that simple. And we've had to fight just to get, for example, there we have like a little therapy chair. It's made out of foam. It you know, like that type of material that you see on like pool toys and stuff.
Yeah.
And it helps her out, you know, for her therapy sessions. And we put in the order about 4 months ago, and we just got the seat right now. So, and this happens with everything.
Everything.
Yeah. So. And right now she's on, you know, four or five machines that keep her going, and she's, but like I said, she's fighting the fight. The other day we saw that she was breathing over the ventilator. That is a little miracle. That was not anticipated. The doctor said that she probably would never be able to breathe again on her own. For several months her trademark smile was missing, and the other day, my wife was, you know, Franny, a.k.a. Commander Foxy, was, yeah, I know. I didn't give her that name. She didn't give herself that name. Anyway, and,
Annie Foxy.
Yeah, and she smiled, you know. She struggled to smile, but she smiled. And to this day, you know, when I blow kisses at her, and you see her, you know, making the movement. Sometimes, you know, the kiss doesn't really come out that well, but but she's trying, you know. And we know that she's in there. We know that she's struggling. And you know, God forbid, you know, when it's time, she'll let us know. It's not on our time. It's not on her time. You know what I'm saying? So, we're gonna be by her side no matter what happens.
That is so cool. We, you know, you were talking about the non-profits. We're in the process of getting one made up for the Peter Mayhew Foundation, which is very similar to what is happening with Leah's, and, you know, hopefully in the future we can get this done. And it will help in the future. I know we can't do much now, but in the future we hopefully will be able to see other things coming down the road. If people want to help, not only for sick kids, but also the guys at Troop shows, we can put a green room in for you. And things like this to make the life a little bit easier than it is at the moment. Mm. So, you know, we're there, but it'll take a little time, but it's going to be there within a fairly short time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're doing our bit. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, Peter. It's amazing. You know, the other thing, too, is they're trying to get together with other nonprofits, kind of banding together with others. There's an organization out here called Chai Lifeline. They're a Jewish organization, but they'll take care of whoever they need to take care of. It doesn't matter whether, you know, you're Jewish or not.
Yep.
And they were one of the first also to come to our aid. They helped us pay the rent when we were going to be evicted. And they continuously, you know, come to our aid as advocates as well. There was a period where, you know, we were, you know, I hate to say this and it's a little embarrassing, but we really had no food in our fridge. Everything was going to, you know, to help Leia.
Yeah.
And they came to the hospital, you know, you know, you guys know this too. You know, I was struggling to stay in the hospital because only two parents are allowed, and I had to get to have a talk with security because I told them that they have to fight to get me out of her room. And they came and you know, fed us, and you know, of course, said a few prayers in the interim.
Yes,
and
of course.
And They've been amazing to us, and that's, you know, I just had to mention them as well. So, mm-hmm. And they'll be helping us out with our foundation, and hopefully with Mr. Mayhew's as well.
Well, yep, you know, everything that we want to do, we've got a plan out now, and we know our aims are, and we'll just go.
Waiting on the IRS.
Waiting on the IRS, as my wife says. And it is just a question now of getting people that don't know about these charities to find out about them. Right. And our books are helping. So it will, you know.
Say the names of the books.
My Favorite Giant and Growing Up Giant, which are the two books which
you can get at Barnes & Noble.
Barnes and Nobles
or on Chewy
on my website, chewbacker.com. And they're always available at most of the shows that we attend. Mm-hmm. So that's a commercial out of the way.
But, you know, I just have to say, I just found out about Chewbacca.com like a few weeks ago, I was just grinning ear to ear when I saw that. I was just like, oh, this is awesome.
It's taken 10 years to get this. And we've been every year that it gets renewed, we sit there and wait and wait and wait. And then it gets renewed. But this year, we've found it. We talked to the guy, and he kindly gave it to us. So, you know, there is one happy Wookiee at this end of the... So, you know, thank you very much.
Chewbacca.com.
Here we go. And that's it. And as I say, so it was a question of how quickly we could transfer all the stuff from B.W. Mayhew over to it. We are still available on both the websites.
Mm-hmm.
PeterMayhew.com. And that's, you know, there we go. It's been a great, it was a cool Christmas present to have. not withholding the stories that, because it was, there was certain passwords and things like this that were not readily available. You know, we sorted that out, and when was it, last Sunday?
It was right around Christmas time we got it up.
We got it up, right. We've now, you know, there's lots of...
So everybody go to Chewbacca.com and look at it.
Yep, everybody. You heard that.
In order.
We'll put a nice big link on the next to the download button for this one.
Yes, please.
And I just have to say, I mean, you know, Mr. Mayhew, PJ, Thaxa, Stanton, I mean, you guys are such amazing people with such big hearts. And I wish I could, you know, personally do more. I mean, being a poor student, I can't do all that much except for spread the word. And, I mean, to see these guys persevering and out there every day trying to better this situation, it's truly inspiring, I really have to say.
It needs, you know, it needs some fairly big names to get this situation, especially concerning the kids. It should not, this shouldn't happen. You know, it's just a crazy situation. And, you know, anyway, we could go on talking about this for a long time.
So, yeah, you're probably right.
You know, if you don't mind me interjecting here, I also want to thank another group on Facebook called Princess Leia's Angels. Mm-hmm. And it's about 211 members, 30 to 40. They're probably, you know, active and semi-active. And this group allows me to vent, or as I say, bitch about everything that's happening without going public necessarily. And they have been amazing to me because I'm pretty much stuck here at home, you know, most days for obvious reasons. Yeah. And, you know, Franny, I've become a house husband. How about that, Mr. Mom? And my work.
Do you wear an apron?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm wearing it right now.
I wondered.
I know. It's a French made outfit. No, I'm just kidding. Scary. Anyway. Sweet. And, you know, my wife has her 9-to-5. Yeah. She works for a gaming company, and you know, but these people, the Princess Leia's angels, you know, we've got people in Brazil and Scotland, England, Ecuador, you name it, they're represented in most countries, and these are the people that actually brainstorm on ideas of getting the word out about Leia, and now, of course, as I've mentioned, also other kids that are like Leia, because this whole situation. It's like Leia has become a voice, even though she doesn't talk, for other children just like her. I mean, this is, it's like a spotlight, you know, and we've sort of, you know, Peter and Steven and Dutch and Kathy and Rick Fitz and everyone else who's been involved. And that guy, what's his name, PJ? PJ, yeah. They've given a voice to these children, you know, because they need to be heard. It's not just Leia. And what I tell people out there is like, look, even if you're not involved with helping us out, I mean, you know, help out another kid that might be in a hospital locally, you know, go out and get involved. You can volunteer at a hospital, you know, it's sad,
do what you can do.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yes, sir, go ahead.
It doesn't have to be a national thing like this.
Right.
It can make, as long as you can make a kid's life happier by even a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You are doing something that most people probably wouldn't even think about.
Right.
Because you're helping that kid to put a smile on that kid's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know,
they appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It almost reminds me of that. I don't know if you guys ever heard it, but there was like a commercial in the 1990s that had a little girl running along the beach throwing sea stars back into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, guy comes along and says, you know, why are you doing that? You can't help all of them. And she's like, you know, picks up one, throws it back, you know, well, I help that one.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't ever help to
help
solve
everybody.
All of the tragedies.
No, right.
But the ones that we do, I mean, it's the most meaningful thing in the world.
Right.
Yeah, really.
And there are times when you can't, you know, you can't be all things to all people, but you can make a difference, you know. Next to Leia's room, there was a little baby for many weeks alone in her bed. I mean, we're talking about probably 2 to 3 months old. No one would come to visit this child. And Franny and I, you know, Leia was doing a little better at that time. Mm-hmm. And we asked what's going on with the parents. And, of course, you know, they can't tell you much. You could see this child was struggling, you know. So I distracted because they wouldn't let me in. I had distracted, you know, the doctors and Franny was trying to get in. And, of course, they caught her. But I had to beg these, you know, nurses and doctors to at least show some affection to this child, you know, hold the baby's hand, something, because as a parent, it's extremely hard for me to see a deserted child. Basically that's what it was. And I finally got one of the volunteers to come in and spend maybe 2 to 3 hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, children, when they're that young, you know, what do they have to live for? Well,
exactly.
You know, love, you know, it's
love.
I know it sounds corny.
2 to 3 hours is huge for a kid.
Yeah.
And love can heal.
Absolutely.
Love is the strongest healer anybody knows about.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got that will and there's someone out there, you go, that is, I want to be part of that person's life.
Right.
And it just grows and grows, and you see them getting better. I've seen this in hospitals.
Yeah.
you know, you could see people coming in ill, and with the right attention, the right things, you see them turn a corner, and then you see them walk out.
Absolutely.
That is love.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you say, it doesn't work for everybody, but it works for most. yes.
All we need is love.
Well, I think that is just about all the time that we're going to have for this episode. Probably going to have to wrap it up. I know. But we're going to put the links out there. We're going to put it up on the, you know, the websites.
Right.
Ian, we're going to get as much
support. Before we wrap it up.
Sure, go ahead.
Before we wrap it up, you had asked about some of the future things that we're doing. And Peter and his manager and wife and the rest of the crew with Jerry sent me a couple boxes of really cool stuff. And one of the things that they sent me was a pair of Peter's pants that awesome. Peter signed. And
I hope they were washed.
You know, people some of you all have met me and people know how big I am from seeing me on the forums and I hold Peter's pants up because I had to see just how tall they are. And I'm 6'6" without shoes on, and the waistband on Peter's pants came up to my nipple line.
Yeah, how do you think I feel?
And,
he handed me the headphones and said, "They're talking about my pants."
Peter's autographed pants off, and part of the auction is going to have to be a picture of me holding those pants up.
Because, oh yes.
I mean,
yes, I know. I hit him just about the belt buckle.
I remember there was an old picture of you, PJ, with one of the older members, Sergio Aklos.
Yes.
And he was really short, and you were really tall. And
it looked like a child.
Mandalorian next to you. So I can only imagine. I mean, just oh wow.
Yeah, they're
old man, Mr.
They're 38-40s. So.
Whoa!
What
we can get them now? Yeah. And I have to launder those things, guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes, but, we live in an extra large world.
Yeah.
Sleep on a 9-foot-long bed.
Wow. But thanks for coming out, guys. We really appreciate it. If you're out there and you want to help out, where can people go to help send donations and help spread the word, PJ?
We have a variety of places, but the easiest place, if people have access to Facebook, is going to be to come to our public Facebook group. And the name of that group is May the Force Be with Leia.
Princess Leia.
And, yes, I'm sorry. It's May the Force Be with Princess Leia. And that's our public group. You know, we are always posting up all the things we're doing. All of our links are up there. Everybody can access everything there. One of the really cool things going right now is Leia's Journey for Leia. We had a guy get involved with a 12-inch Princess Leia action figure, and he's sending her all around the world to famous landmarks, and they're taking photographs and helping spread the word there that way as well. And that's a fun one. That's a group that you can access through May the Force Be with Princess Leia, and you can
now,
follow
if
that
they
as
go
well.
If they go to May the Force Be with Princess Leia, is there a link there on the page where they can make a donation?
It may not be on the wall itself, but we're always linking to it and posting it up for the chip-in page.
Okay.
We do put the chip-in page up there once a day or once every couple of days. We pop it up, and and that's where people can go to make a direct donation through PayPal.
Right, and we also have it on the blog, which is Princess Leia Diaries.blogspot.com.
Right.
And that's where you hear me bitch some more about life. And
that's where
well, I think at this point you're entitled, so don't.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry.
You know, I remember when Katie Johnson was ill, Alvin was running a blog, and Peter and I would rush home on the weekends to go to that blog to read, to see how she was doing, because it's one of those things people want to keep up with it, but you don't necessarily want to be bothering the Zev and the Franny constantly, you know. So we really appreciate your efforts in this blog. We really do. It keeps us up to date, and, you know, we don't have to be another pain in your life. So, you know, it's very much appreciated that you do this for us.
Oh, well, thank you for everything you've done for my daughter. It's truly appreciated, more than you know. And like I said before, had it not been for your involvement and, of course, Stevens and everyone else.
Stevens a champ, isn't he?
Oh, I love the guy.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Pretty awesome.
And he's kind of talented, too. But
yeah, anyway. Yeah.
But, yeah, he's amazing. And so are Dutch and Kathy, too.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to have to say goodbye for now, and we will see you next month with a brand new episode. So,
yeah.
Adios.
Alrighty. May all the right, force be with Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Always. Yeah, just a thank you to everybody for that. Especially that. So, thanks to Peter Mayhew, Angie Mayhew, Zev,
yes,
PJ. Thanks to Steve Stanton.
Faxos.
Yeah, earlier. Faxos, just thank you.
Thanks, guys.
For having
glad us. To be with you.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.